Hey, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about Nate Unite, and I also have a note about Stack. And if you want to know what Stack is, stay tuned. But first, I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank Tower Tracker Pro, a brand new sponsor. Can you believe it? So what they do the closeout package software where you can actually do everything on your phone, upload the pictures. You can get it right while you're on the site. Complete your closeout packages in as little as a day. Can you imagine that? Now, anyone who's done closeout packages know that you may spend a day on site, but you also have to do all the paperwork, the pictures, the documentation, gathering everything. Well, if you set up Tower Tracker Pro properly, it's all done. You eliminate the site returns. You get it all done up front. And you complete the package while you're on site. One visit, one time, get it done. And it's near real-time quality control. So you got your QA, your QC right there. Quality assurance is done. And not only that, but you can try the first 30 days for free. And if you click on the picture in there, you can see exactly what is done. You have videos, you have information if you go to the website. And all that I ask is that you go to towertrackerpro.com and the landing page is Wade for Wireless, but the link's in there. Just go to my blog, wadeforwireless.com, and click on the, if you can click on the picture, I have a pretty picture in there of Tower Tracker Pro, or you can click on the link right below it. Either way, you go to the website, making it easy on you. So my other sponsor is Tower Safety. Tower Safety for all your tower training needs, OSHA, first aid, CPR, all that. They got it all. The other thing they'll do is drone training. They just developed a drone training class for the tower workers. So if you're going to do drone work, you might as well get certified. You want to be certifiable, right? So towersafety.com, all one word, tower, T-O-W-E-R, safety, S-A-F-E-T-Y.com. Go there. They're based in Arizona, a state accredited school. And if they can't, if you can't get to them in Phoenix, Arizona, of course, I'm in the Northeast. I'd love to be in Phoenix right now. They can come to you and do training at your facility if you have enough people. Now, let's talk Nate Unite. Nate Unite, they have their conference in New Orleans this year. And the reason I'm excited is because I'm actually going to go this year. I actually have the budget for it this year. I'm going to go down and I want to meet with all you guys. And I really look forward to being at Nate this year, meeting with everybody. And hopefully a lot of you guys will be there. I can get to talk to you guys. Now, I know Nate's all about tower work, but, you know, I do a lot with small cells, too. This is why I've written the Wireless Deployment Handbook, the Small Cells, C-RAN, and DAS edition, because all you tower guys have the RF skills, so you might as well just use them for small cells as well. Small cells and DAS. I'd be willing to bet a lot of you guys do DAS systems as well, because it's RF, right? RF, backhaul, and you guys don't take for granted what you know. Now, I hear complaints about guys all the time, but if you have fiber skills, that's a plus. If you have your wiring skills, which usually is Cat5, Cat6, you know how to crimp it, you know how to run it, that's good. The only thing you got to be aware of for indoor is that everything's fire rated, okay, if you're going to do indoor stuff. If you're going to do outdoor stuff, you just have to know how to mount outdoors and make sure that you're certified by the OEM. Anyway, Nate Unite, I look forward to going. If you're going down there, I'm sure we'll see all the tower companies. It's a big deal. And the other thing is the Tower Family Foundation, the TFF, they're going to auction off a drone down there, a professional drone. And it sounds really cool because it's, let me read about it here. I don't want to get it wrong. They're going to be auctioning off the drone in the software package. And it's the DJI Phantom 3 professional drone. I wanted to get it right. And I have the links in there, wadeforwireless.com. And the name of this post is Nate Unite and a note about Stack. Stack. That's right. I mentioned Stack. What is Stack? Well, let me tell you. A lot of Canadians listen to this show. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of people that listen outside the country that read the blog and listen to this. And for one, thank you. I do appreciate anyone who listens, anyone who reads a blog. I thank you all. And I know I write about a lot of different stuff. I'm going to start to narrow it down here at some point because I write a lot about the tower industry and a lot about small cells and DAS. I do a lot of analyst work, and not to bore you guys, but what Stack is, which to me is really exciting, because Stack is a Canadian version of Nate is the way I see it. Stack stands for the Structure, Tower, and Antenna Council Group, which is pretty cool, right? I mean, it's pretty nice that those Canucks are finally going to do something crazy like this and start a program, which they already had programs. And the other thing I've seen in Canada is that the government regulates a lot more what tower climbers do. And I have to tell you, the guys I talk to, the Canadian climbers and the Canadian riggers, they're pretty impressive. I mean, they take safety seriously. They have guidelines that they follow. And I know a while back I brought up about the Fisk. You know, I'm a fan of the Fisk. And you have the Rescue 8, you know, the commercial grade. And the Petzl ID today is pretty much a standard. And each one has a place in the industry, okay? To me, but a lot of them do still use the Rescue 8, the industrial version. The reason I say industrial version is because in any of this, like when you get a Fisk, it's going to be that stainless steel beast that we all use, right? You can ride down that thing 100 times and you see very, very little wear on it. Now, anyone who's bought mountain climbing gear that's made out of aluminum, you know that if you rappel on it once, the rope eats into it. It just eats away at it. I wouldn't use it more than once or twice, and I sure as hell would be scared to rescue somebody on it for fear that it would just fall apart when I was halfway down. So anyway, back to Stack. Sorry, I'm way offline here, way out of line here talking about that stuff. But the thing about Stack, I think it's great. The Canadians have this group. They're really building it up. And I looked at the site. You know, a lot of it's for members only. So I think it's great that they're doing this for the members because they're actually going to align all the safety goals, and they're going to try to give a voice to the industry, to the tower communications industry. Really the wireless communications industry that has to do tower work. I think that's very important that they stand united up there. And that's, you know, when Nate formed here, it was a group of tower companies. I don't know if you guys remember the history, but back when Nate got together and created it, the National Association of Tower Erectors, it mostly was tower erectors. And those guys did a lot for the industry as far as trying to set standards for safety and bringing the people together in the tower industry and giving them a voice in the industry. Now, it's grown well beyond that now. You know, now the carriers are in it. It's really a huge organization that brings in a lot of money every year, which is impressive, you know, when you think of where they came from. And they spun off a lot. They have the NWSA, which is the National Wireless Safety Association, which is setting the standards for climbers, and they're actually going to have a certification, which is good. I think the industry needs standards, my opinion. I think we really need standards. And I hope now that the carriers are a member of NATE, that the carriers will require those standards to be in place, and they will require to see the standard. And it's a changing landscape for the training companies because now they have to understand what's going to be required so they can train people properly. I just want to bring that up, that Stack's great, and I hope that Stack and Nate will work together, which obviously they will, right? But I'm hoping that all the groups worldwide will have these tower industry associations so that everyone can work together and internationally we can get the best of all the groups. And maybe we can set a higher standard internationally for tower climbers. If you guys are on Facebook at all, you probably see a lot of the stuff in Africa that they do. You know, some of it's just crazy, but a lot of those guys also follow the standards that is really good. They want to live, so they follow the safety standards they can. And I actually interact with, you know, a lot of Europeans, a lot of Africans, and a lot of Asians, actually, that do tower climbing and also do the wireless work. You know, like I said, I'm all over the place. I've talked to RF engineers, design engineers, small cell LTE engineers. And the one thing about the tower guys is that they are pretty well safe and regulated. Now, a lot of them do like to come to America, especially in the Middle East. They all want to come to America because it seems like the way we do things in our pay scale is much higher than what you see overseas. So why am I bringing all this up? Because I just think it would be really cool if all these tower industry associations could stand together united worldwide, and perhaps they would create a worldwide tower group. I don't know what it would be called. Worldwide Tower Group, WTG. How's that sound? And if there is something out there like that, let me know. I didn't see it. Quite frankly, I didn't spend a lot of time researching it. But I just wanted to bring it up. I just wanted to let all you guys know I'd be at Nate Unite, and I look forward to going this year. I'm probably going to be down there the 2 days that the exhibit floor is open. And I also look forward to meeting as many of you as I can that can be fair. So if you're interested, I got a form at wadeforwireless.com. Look at the Nate Unite post. And I will get back to you, or at least try to get back to you. Or also, you can email me at wadeforwireless@gmail.com. It's your call, guys. wadeforwireless.com. And remember, I do have my book out there, The Wireless Deployment Handbook for Small Cells, C-RAN, and DAS. And it's just a book I put together. Just a book. It took me a long time to put this book together, guys. It was months. That's why it ain't cheap. Well, depends which version you get. I have a light version on Kindle, just for you guys. I have the full version and PDF version. I like the PDF better because you can take notes if you want to print it out. but it gives you a lot more options. I did it because a lot of you guys asked me about small cell installation, design, handoff, integration. So for all you system integrators out there that are interested in deploying small cell CRAN and DAS, what I tried to do is give you an overview end to end. Now, my next book that's coming out, the Wireless Deployment Engineer's Handbook, is going to be specifically for the engineer. The wireless deployment engineer is really going to be a project manager that understands the technical knowledge of the deployment. And it's basically, someone gave me the idea. I was talking with someone. I'm still going through. I have an outline. I basically want to create something that you can see the outline of from RF design to the installation. All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing when you're doing it. It's easy to get distracted in today's world. You know what I mean? Especially with all these smartphones and everything. So be smart, be safe, pay attention. When I say that, I know you guys probably get tired of hearing it. Hey, just trying to help out. See ya.